Have you ever stopped for a moment, whatever the circumstance, and thought, this, right here, nothing is as wonderful as this? What is it for you? Maybe a relationship, the birth of a child, maybe holding a grandchild, having that corner office, or a certain balance in your bank account, or maybe a particular car in your driveway. Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's a place. Perfect sunset. Waves on an empty beach. Or just sitting beside a secluded mountain stream, miles away from civilization. So where is your nothing is as wonderful as this spot? I truly hope the theme of this guided audio meditation from Philippians chapter 3 will offer you fresh perspective on that question, that it will help you explore the most wonderful thing. So to begin your meditation, make an effort to conclude any distractions that you have right now. Just set as much of the world aside as you can as we explore new wonders. And as you settle in, listen and join in this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 145. Just respond softly with, Lord, all I want is you. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Respond with, Lord, all I want is you. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Respond with, Lord, all I want is you. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Respond again, Lord, all I want is you. So pause here now in continuing quiet reflection as God transforms you by the renewing of your mind towards him to be perfectly satisfied with him. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of prayerful presence with God. Your prayer is more than a habit, a list, or a vocal exercise. It's a conversation with the Creator of heaven and earth. So talk to him now, in your words, from your heart, and in your time. Martin Luther, the German theologian, once wrote that to be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. So continue as you find yourself becoming even more aware of God and his Spirit and Son through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take note of your breathing, a slow, deep belly breathing. Let your stomach expand and shrink back down with each peaceful breath. Inhale to a count of five if you can, and exhale to a count of five. You may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that rhythm. Inhale slowly through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And in that rhythm, think silently about your desires, your wants, and your dreams. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing. Just be satisfied with your breathing. Be satisfied resting in the presence of God. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? How do you hear Him? How do you feel Him? Just scan your body for a moment, from your feet to your head. What feels strong? What feels weak? Just encounter Him now everywhere around you. Your mind will surely wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of noticing Him. No judgment or condemnation if your mind drifts. But as it wanders from His presence, let that be your reminder to return to it. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Don't analyze them too carefully for now. Just listen for a gift from the Holy Spirit. From Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, from the New American Standard Bible. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of the goal yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How are you more present and aware of God from this passage? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Just rest here with being satisfied that the goal is knowing Christ, the most wonderful thing. Listen once again to a wider perspective from the New International Version. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward, in Christ Jesus. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to transform you. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of satisfaction, knowing Jesus as the most wonderful thing, straining towards knowing Christ as the only thing that satisfies you. Where do you feel that? How do you feel that? Thank you. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Contemporary English Version. Listen for words of joyful satisfaction. Nothing is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I have given up everything else and count it all as garbage. All I want is Christ, and to know that I belong to Him. I could not make myself acceptable to God by obeying the law of Moses. God accepted me simply because of my faith in Christ. All I want is to know Christ and the power that raised Him to life. I want to suffer and die as He did, so that somehow I also may be raised to life. I've not yet reached my goal. I'm not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me, so I keep on running and struggling to hold on to the prize. My friends, I don't feel that I have already arrived, but I forget what is behind and I struggle for what is ahead. I run towards that goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return back to when you stopped for a moment and thought, this, right here, nothing is as wonderful as this. Where are you? What do you see in your mind's eye? What do you hear in that imaginative moment? Well, in Romans chapter 3, it reminds us that even creation groans under the weight of brokenness in our world. So whatever you experience as wonderful is a pale comparison to the wonders to come and the wonder you have now in Christ. So rest here imagining your most wonderful thing compared to the wonder of knowing Christ. How does your earthly wonder remind you of the wonder of knowing Christ? How does your earthly wonder point to Jesus? Be mindful of those feelings as the Holy Spirit guides you to Jesus now. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of thanksgiving that Jesus is your satisfaction, that the Lord is your desire, your most wonderful thing. Let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep. Let me pray that you may experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete, with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within you, to accomplish infinitely more than you might ask, think, hope, or imagine. Amen. You know, today, or in the days ahead, be mindful of those people or places or things in your world that you think are wonderful. Thank God for every wonderful thing, but make sure your thanks doesn't end with the thing, but the creator of the thing. And that your praises don't end with the person, but with the one who created the person. So when you're ready, make plans to go out exploring through the days ahead, intentionally searching for wonderful things and wonderful people that remind you of encounters with a wonderful God.